The next 2 days seemed the longest of my life. In conformity with Augusta's instructions, I stayed in my room except for a brief period every morning when I went down and sat in the lobby to allow the chambermaid to straighten up my room and to go down for dinner in the dining room. The afternoon of the third day, I was sitting in my room watching TV for amusement when the local news program came on. As the lead item, the newscaster reported the death of Senator Russell Burns of Georgia, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He had been riding that morning to the Capitol when his car was smashed broadside by a speeding truck, which fled the scene without anyone able to record its license plate. The senator had been gravely injured and had succumbed at the hospital to which he was rushed. His driver was also badly hurt, but expected to recover. The world collapsed around me. I was convinced he had been deliberately killed for looking into my story by the unknown peril pursuing me. If they could strike down a United States senator, no one was safe. I attempted to convince myself that it could also have been an unfortunate tragedy and that I was leaping to conclusions. I forced myself to look up the phone number of the Intelligence Committee and ask the staff member who answered my call if I could speak to Augusta. There was a brief moment of silence, and then she said, "I'm afraid Miss Monroe is dead. She was asphyxiated in her house when her kitchen stove burner went off and the house filled with gas." I hung up without saying anything more, my worst fears realized. Coincidence can only go so far. Clearly, the two deaths of individuals looking into my story were part and parcel of the attempt on my life. Who could have been responsible for the two deaths? From what I knew about Russian intelligence operations, they would have been very unlikely to murder a United States senator in Washington. It would simply be too dangerous to the survival of their country for them to do so. I wondered, if possible, they, pursuing me, was a criminal syndicate, intent on obtaining the cash and bonds that Carruthers had been carrying. But that didn't make sense either. How could they have closed my credit card accounts or intercepted the phone call I had made in Berlin? My reaction now was to flee Washington, seeking a refuge somewhere as far away from the capital as possible. But on reflection, I decided this would probably be futile, and even if I succeeded in avoiding pursuit, I would always be looking over my shoulder, fearful of some nemesis creeping up behind me. I could never be safe. I decided there was no one I could ask to assist me. I was on my own. What I would do is confront my pursuers head on, eliminate them, or have them eliminate me.